97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. The time is upon us. It's almost tax day. And with me right now is the funniest tax guy in America, Mr. Ed Lyon. Ed, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Now, you got to understand, funniest tax guy in America doesn't necessarily mean I'm actually funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
like... look at the competition.
That's like saying, you know, the most popular nerd in school. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, the nerds grow up to make money. I tell my daughters, date the nerds.
Absolutely. How old are your little ones?
Not old enough to date the nerds. Thank you. All right. Not till they're 30.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You wait on the nerds until you've gotten the popular guys out of your system, and then date for fun, marry for reality. That's what.
And then the nerds are the ones who end up making all the money, and they're the ones who end up needing the tax planning advice.
Which is exactly where you come in, CertifiedTaxCoach.com, right?
Absolutely. The key to beating the IRS legally is planning ahead. Most accountants do a great job putting the right numbers in the right boxes on the right forms, but if you didn't know that you could do things like hire your teenage daughter for your business and write off her braces as a business deduction, if you didn't know that you could organize your business as an S corporation instead of a proprietorship, you end up paying more tax than you have to. And let me tell you, there's nothing funny about that.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm all about saving money, dude. And I'll tell you what, celebrities should really the celebrities are the best and sometimes the worst as far as write-offs and trying to keep their money and putting it in different spots and stuff. I mean, Tiger's got to be going through all kinds of money stuff this year.
Tiger's got some money problems. He's losing some endorsements, but he gets the same deductions as all the rest of us. And one of those big deductions is medical expenses, including rehab, including sex rehab. So that is a deductible medical expense for Tiger.
Wait, whoa, you mean to tell me that Tiger can write off going to sex rehab?
He can write off going to sex rehab, which is a lot healthier for him than trying to write off going to Vegas to meet cocktail waitresses.
True. Yeah. That...
Although if he's got a business reason to be in Vegas, he can write off that trip too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I never thought of that. Wow.
The same medical deductions, and the tax code is full of them. You just got to know what you can write off. My favorite deduction of all is voodoo animal sacrifice.
You can write off voodoo animal...
This one is legit. The tax court cases say that you can deduct Christian Science practitioner fees and Navajo Indian medicine man rituals. So under the same logic, your voodoo animal sacrifice is a deductible medical expense as long as it's part of a religious ceremony for healing purposes. And hey, do you want to tell the voodoo queen she can't deduct her chickens?
Absolutely not. We're talking to Ed Lyon, funniest tax guy in America, CertifiedTaxCoach.com. Now, Conan O'Brien and I have something that's very similar in the
You're
sense
looking redheads?
Well, we're both good looking. He's got the fire. I don't. However, extended amount of time in the unemployment area.
Ah, that seems to be a price of becoming a celebrity.
Apparently,
moving between jobs. But you know, hunting for a new job is a deductible expense. The IRS says once you find a job, we can get our piece of it. So we will let you write off the cost of finding a new job. And it looks like he just found a new one with TBS.
He sure did. So what kind of things can he write off?
He can write off the cost of preparing resumes, mailing out resumes, traveling for interviews, hiring a career coach, hiring a headhunter, anything that is directly related to him looking for his new job.
Like clothes? Like if he bought a new suit?
Well, it's clothing that's suitable for ordinary streetwear is not deductible, unfortunately. But if it's something that's appropriate only for the job, then it could be deductible.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. Ed Lyon, CertifiedTaxCoach.com. I read somewhere, and you may have something different, but I read somewhere where Snooki only made from Jersey Shore, Snooki only made like $2,200 last year or something like that.
Well, Snooki probably only deserved $2,200 last year. We were laughing at her, not with her. But all of those expenses, now that she's doing personal appearances, now that she and the situation and the rest of those knuckleheads are on the road promoting themselves, those expenses are all deductible because the IRS will take that cut of whatever Snooki does make.
Okay, so like with the personal appearances and things like that, what should Snooki do to whether it be to help claim?
Well, she should save every last dime she can because her 15 minutes of fame are going to be over real soon.
Yeah, oh yeah, I completely agree with that one.
Her travel expenses, her lodging, her any special wardrobing, makeup, hair, things like that.
I mean, should
to present herself to her adoring fans.
Should she start like Snooki Inc. and become like a business that way? Or what's the best way to do that?
She probably should. She can, and this is something that really anyone can do. A business, the best tax shelter in America, it's not moving your money offshore, it's not Swiss banks. A business of your own, even a sideline business or a startup business, is the best tax shelter left in America. So if Snooki starts Snooki Inc., she can funnel the money through Snooki Inc., she can take money out in the form of tax-free employee benefits, tax-free perks, she can minimize any employment tax on the income that she earns, she can take advantage of the same strategies that the wealthiest Americans use to pay less tax.
Wow, that actually makes a lot of sense. Ed Lyon, it's CertifiedTaxCoach.com, known as the funniest tax guy in America. Now, one last thing before you go. Talking about, a lot of people donated to different things throughout the... Central New York is known for giving. What's the best thing to do as far as, like, charity write-offs and things of that nature?
Just be aware of everything you can deduct. A lot of people will give away clothing, used furniture, things like that. They may not know just how valuable that is, and there are places you can go online and even software tools that will tell you how much stuff that's worth. Also, if you're involved in volunteer activities, you can deduct mileage, you can deduct meals and entertainment that are related to your volunteer activity. Just understand ahead of time what you can deduct. Again, that's the key. It's planning. You don't wait until April 15th and look for receipts. You do your planning ahead of time so that you know what you can deduct. You know how you can structure your time, your business, your finances. And that's what Certified Tax Coach is all about, is finding a planner who can help you take that forward look.
That's right. CertifiedTaxCoach.com. Ed Lyon. So what you're saying is, like, we do America's Greatest Heart Run and Walk. And hypothetically, if I went to the local donut store and got a dozen donuts and a big box of coffee, and I got the receipt, I'd be able to hypothetically write that off because it was for a community event, volunteering?
Absolutely. Plus your mileage to the donut store and your mileage to the run. And you're really going to give donuts for a heart walk?
Dude, you have no idea. Welcome to Central New York, bro. Yeah, if you're not walking...
I guess they get their hearts healthier in upstate New York.
Yeah,
they're in other places.
Yeah, it's in the middle of February, mm-hmm. and they're either drinking coffee and eating donuts, or they're smoking and drinking beer.
I went to college at Hamilton College outside of Utica, how ugly it gets used in the winter.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, one more, when we're talking about charity stuff, what about like the text? Like if you text a number
and they make a deduction off of your phone bill. Congress passed a bill early this year, right after the Haiti earthquake, that specifically authorizes deductions for those text message donations and makes it easier to verify the deduction. All you need is the statement from the phone company that you were billed for that amount. Now, realistically, you're not going to get audited for your charitable deductions. You want to have your ducks in a row, but don't obsess over it. The IRS really wants to see you do well for other people.
And again, of course, as long as you plan ahead, you're not scrambling come this time of the year.
Right, that's no fun.
Absolutely. Ed Lyon, CertifiedTaxCoach.com. Dude, thank you so much for the time. Really informative. I appreciate that, man. It was really cool. And again, CertifiedTaxCoach.com. Thank you so much for the time, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, Ed Lyon, everybody, CertifiedTaxCoach.com. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.